Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. All right, so we're back again, and to close out the month of February, we are going to wrap up our series on looking on the attitude of peace. So what we've been looking on is principles that can enable you now to have a peaceful relationship with others, whether it be your co-workers, those at church, family members, your spouse, children. It covers all categories. So we've been looking on it. Last week we looked on the language pattern. How are you speaking to persons when you're resolving conflict? And we looked on several principles. One, it guides to the solution versus fault being fault finding. Two, are you calm when you're talking to the person, or are you dissatisfied and hostile? And three, are you welcoming and accommodating of the conversation, or are you condemning the person for their position? So those are the points that we looked on last week. And our core scripture for this month is John 14, verse 27. And it says, I'm leaving you peace. I'm giving you my peace. I don't give you the kind of peace that the world gives. So don't be troubled or cowardly. And that's the words of Jesus. This week, we want to look on what enables peace versus what prevents peace from happening. And we want to look on some of the causes of conflict within relationships. And we want to really explore those things this week. And we want to start off by looking on the enabling factors. And there are three enabling factors, according to John 16, verse 33. One, it's a prophetic revelation, meaning that you now have to understand and look ahead on what is going to happen if you make a particular decision. So last week we looked on the language pattern. So if you behave hostile to the person who you have a conflict with, what's going to happen down the road when you respond in a very hostile way and a negative way, versus if you remain calm, what could be the possible outcome? And this is now thinking ahead and thinking before you make a decision. And that is what the Bible is talking about and calling for, a different level of looking at situations. And it really forces you now to really be different by how you understand certain things. And Jesus said this way in John 16:33, I've told you this so that my peace will be with you. In the world you will have trouble, but cheer up, I have overcome the world. So that prophetic revelation is really showing you beforehand the outcome of your decision that you have made. And one of the reasons why conflict may happen is because you have not thought about the end result of the decision. Like, what can weigh the pros and cons, so to speak. If I respond hostile, person may get hostile as well. We might fight and somebody might die. And that's just extreme, but you have to think about it. Or I might respond in a calm way, resolve the matter, and remain as friends. And these are the things that you have to really examine before you make a decision. So that's why the prophetic revelation is really being aware of what is going to happen based on the decision that you're going to make. The other one is knowing what choice to make. So based on that prophetic revelation, no, it shows you how to make the right decision, because you know the decision that you want to make to get a more favorable outcome, which is peace. So if you don't examine the pros and cons about the decision, and if you do, you will end up making the best decision possible to get the most peaceful outcome. And that is why it is really good when you can sit down and really examine your actions before you make them. Some persons just run ahead, do things, and it may cause conflict. Like, say, for instance, a husband goes out and buy a brand new car, spending a good amount of money purchasing the car without consulting his wife. It causes a conflict because there was no consideration for other things. What if there was some major financial decisions that needed to be made that are more important than buying a brand new car? Like, for instance, some repairs needed to be done in the house, and rain is falling, roof is leaking, and all that money that could have fixed the roof is now sitting in the driveway as a brand new car. So these are some of the things now in terms of, in order to prevent conflict, like looking on the decision ahead, and is it the right decision to make at this time? Because sometimes you can delay the decision. It's not saying that purchasing the car is foolish. It's just that it may not be the best decision based on what is happening at that point in time. So knowing how to make decisions is also a part of thinking ahead about what is happening. The third thing is knowing who and how to solve the problem also enables peace. So sometimes you may not have the answer, and both of you may not have the answer. So you may need to start to seek external help. So that's where you can get financial counseling, or find a counselor that can probably help you to resolve the matter or give some information about the decision. Maybe sitting down and consulting somebody who has had a similar problem can actually help you come to a quicker result, because you can now consider the pros and cons of the decision by getting that external mediation, so to speak. So these are some things, some principles that will enable you now to have peace in your relationships. And what prevents peace from manifesting is, one, a lack of leadership, being afraid, lack of patience, and not knowing what to do will always cause conflict. And these four things combine now, and is basically the opposite of going through and making a proper decision. So now we want to look and know what actually causes conflict. And it comes from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 19 to 20. And Paul says, in other words, God was using Christ to restore his relationship with humanity. He didn't hold people's faults against them. And he has given us this message of restored relationships to tell others. Therefore, we are Christ's representatives, and through us, God is calling you. We beg you on behalf of Christ to become reunited with God. So there are several things that Paul is talking about. We want to focus on the two major things that causes conflict. And one is holding fault against another person. So think about this now. Your husband make a major purchase that he didn't agree with, and he finds some way to work around it, and whatever issue that needed to be resolved was resolved. But no, there's a big divide between the two. And here is the divide. He didn't agree with his purchase, and it really upsets you. And every time you think about it, that prevents you now. And while you're working through building up back the financial reserves to deal with the roof, every time the roof leaks, you get miserable. And it's all about, holding that fault, that mistake. You apologize and everything, and you say, all right, and everything is all right, but we have to make up for it and whatever. But you really hold it as a beaten stick over him head. Or her head, based on the decision, right? And every time you guys are having an argument, this problem comes up. And every time you want to make a major decision, you say, boy, I can't deal with him because him always do my own thing, and or she always do her own thing, and I can't bother with that and whatever. And really and truly, what you're doing, you're holding the fault against the person. And it borderlines on unforgiveness, because you haven't forgiven the person for what they did. And you're keeping that record of wrong. And in 1 Corinthians 13, from verses 4 to 8, it talks one of the criteria of love is that it keeps no record of wrong. But holding a fault against a person literally causes conflict because you're displeased. And that's the other point of what causes conflict, is that you're dissatisfied with a particular behavior or trait. So now, as the relationship is unfolding, you realize now that there are other things about the person that you're now discovering that you don't like. Like this person just rush ahead without thinking. Like them just do without asking for help. And they might do something, and every time they constantly repeat the same mistake over and over again. Like, in for argument's sake, you want to have a conversation about making a decision, but the person don't even have the time to sit with you, or every time you sit with you, they get bummy. Got a conversation and drag on too long. Because in their mind, they read the pros and cons quickly, bam, bam, and make a decision. While you're uncertain, you just want to reason out everything to kind of flesh out the ideas and come to a resolve for a particular problem that you may have. And these things can cause conflicts, because now is it that you're saying that you want somebody to talk to, but the person who you really trust don't have the time to sit with you and talk to you about it. Or this particular behavior that the person have just really irritated. Like, no matter how you try, accept it, it's just a problem. And these are two major things that can cause a problem. And you really have to think about it now, in terms of examining your choice and look back at what we mentioned earlier, that do you think about the decision that you're about to make that can cause conflict within the relationship, or basically gives you peace? Because the thing is, you have to now examine these issues, these little issues of faults and the dissatisfied behaviors that you see, to whether or not it's worth abandoning the relationship for. Because now you're at a crossroads. Now you have to come into an agreement in order to find a solution to this issue. Because what usually happens is now that most persons, when they reach this point and they find a fault, they find a problem, they know the solution to the problem, but they may not have the tolerance or the patience to see the solution being implemented. And that can cause a person to leave a church, leave a relationship, walk away from them job, or even leave the country that they're living, or move out of an area because of the fault that they see. And in their mind, it's irreparable. But is it really irreparable? Because when you see the fault, you may end up seeing the solution that can fix the problem. And if we go back to what we were talking about last week in terms of finding or leading the conversation towards a solution, if you see the problem and the solution and the steps to get to the solution being implemented, why not share it? And this is something to think about. As we wrap this series on the attitude of peace, like, are you willing to sit down and work these problems through? Are you willing to share those issues? And now you have to sit down and think about now all aspects of your life where there is a fault or a conflict there. And are you willing now to sit down and implement that peaceful solution? And here are some areas that I want you to think about. Are you satisfied with where you are as an individual, where your relationships are, whether you're married or not? If you're not married, then are you satisfied with the relationships that you have with your family members? Are you satisfied with where you are with your education and your job? Are you satisfied with what is happening at your church, your local church? And are you satisfied with your spiritual relationships? If all of those are no, what are the solutions to move you forward? Where do you see? How can those solutions be implemented, and who do you need to have a conversation with, or what are the steps you need to take to implement those solutions to fix to implement to make sure that you have peace with those areas. And really have a serious sit down and conversation with yourself and be honest. Because if you're not satisfied, and these are the things that you're looking for, and these are the things that you can use to implement it, then why not go for it? Go for it. I'm encouraging you to go for it. Because what Jesus said in John 14 verse 27, which is our core scripture, I am leaving you peace. I'm giving you my peace, and I don't give you the kind of peace that the world gives, so don't be troubled or cowardly. Because we're all in this thing together. And he's walking with you step by step and showing you step by step how to fix and how to have peace within your life and within your relationships. God bless. Think about these things. These are some things to think about. God bless. One love, and may God's peace be with you. I'm Andre Palmer, and until next month where we start a new series, God bless you. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.